Father, we worship you, Lord. We honor you. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' precious name. We trust the Lord to see how fast we round off this subject this morning. But in case we don't finish today, there is no law that it cannot enter the next month. Characteristics of the life of God. This should be part 5 now. Media, can you confirm the part we are dealing with, part 4? Characteristics of the life of God. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. The Bible said, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created him, male and female created he them. And then God blessed them. Genesis 2 and in verse 7. And God breathed into man the breath, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the earth, of the ground. And God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Our objective in our study is understanding the characteristics of the life of God that we are designed to manifest. We have looked severally on the fact that God has given us the privilege to be a partaker of the life of God. Last Sunday we saw that we are partakers of the life of God. First, by creation, he created us to be like him, and he breathed his spirit into us. Second, through redemption, when we got born of God or got born again, we got the life of God. Thirdly, through the word of God. The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. And fourthly, through the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God quickens our mortal bodies. We looked at that last Sunday. And from the first study, we began to see what is in the life of God. From the very first day, we saw number one was spirituality. Spirituality. We are spiritual beings. Even though we live on the earth and we live in the world, we are not natural. We are spiritual. We have a spirit, and we function best as spirit beings with hunger for God. Number two was supernaturality. That is, our life is meant to have elements of the supernatural. Here and there are things you can't explain in signs and in wonders. Like the last vigil, where the man had the iron went through his chest and came out at the back. And all the organs that should have been traversed from the liver all the way to the kidney, everything. I think you have showed us the wrong picture. You should have shown us a spare. Nothing was touched. And he pulled it out himself. He pulled it out himself. That would have killed him, because he would have bled to death. Can you show that picture? Because there are many people who don't come for vigil. They don't come for vigil. They watch it from home. Maybe one day the preacher too will try and watch it from home. Praise God. So, we have spirituality, supernaturality. Number three was vitality, health. We serve and we're created in the image of a sickless God. Tireless, weariless God. Number four was liberty. God cannot be bound. That's the man. That's the man there. See, the metal went through his chest. You can look at it there under the right rib. And then came out at the back there. From here, pierced through and came out here. He pulled it out himself. An X-ray showed no organ damaged. That's impossible. It didn't pass through any organ. How? How? Didn't pass through anything with the liver there, with the kidneys there, no urinary bladder, ureters, rectum, colon, nothing. Just went here and came out. Haba. Inferior vena cava, the descending aorta, no. Only God. These are supernatural things that only God can explain. And so, we have liberty. And by last Sunday, we couldn't go beyond durability. After liberty was durability. Wired to last. Energy, energy, energy. Wired to last. God is an eternal God. From everlasting to everlasting, He is God. You were not created to be quickly wasted by any devil. We looked at that. Today we shall proceed into number 6. And if there is time, number 7. And look at one or two more things. Number 6 is called sensitivity. And you can put in bracket supernatural information. Supernatural information, supernatural knowledge. That is capacity to know what you were not told. We serve the God who is the all-knowing God. The Bible said He is the God of knowledge, with whom actions are weighed. Higher. In 1 Samuel chapter 2 and in verse 3, He said, talk no more so exceeding proudly. Not let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by Him actions are weighed. We serve the God who is the God of knowledge. In Job chapter 21 and in verse 22, He said, shall any teach God knowledge, seeing He judgeth those that are high? Is there any that can teach God knowledge? That is, knowledge is headquartered in God. Romans chapter 11 verse 33, the Bible says, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and His ways past finding out. It's a God of knowledge, a God of depth. Psalm 139 verse 5 to verse 8. He said, thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy presence? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning, dwell in the utmost parts of the sea, there, even there, your hand will lead me. That is, you know everything. You know what the Bible said? Don't be afraid. You see, for even the hairs of your head are numbered. I'm sure you've seen that. Even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do you know the meaning of that? He didn't say the hair is counted. He didn't say, I have counted your hair, so I know how many hair you have. How many hair strands. He said they are numbered. That is, this particular hair now, I know number what it is. This hair may be number one. This may be number two. This may be number 100,000. That is, if you are combing your hair and one drop, he knows number what dropped. What a faithful God. If he knows that detail of your life, what else does he not know? He knows who is trying to plan your heart. He knows how to take them out. That is the kind of God of knowledge, the depth of knowledge that the God who made you in his image has. When you look at the life of our Master Jesus, he displayed such level of knowledge. In Matthew chapter 4, 9 verse 4, the Bible says concerning Jesus, and Jesus knowing their thought. Nobody told him. He didn't see, he didn't hear, he just knew. He knew their thoughts naturally. In Mark chapter 5 verse 33, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came before and fell before him and told him all the truth. That's the woman with the issue of blood. And Jesus, knowing that virtue had gone out of him, he knew that virtue left him. In John chapter 18 verse 4, the Bible said, Jesus therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, he went forth and said to them, who will seek him? He knew all things that should come upon him. He knew. In Luke chapter 9, verse 46 to verse 48. Then there arose a reason among them which of them should be the greatest. And Jesus, perceiving the thought of their heart, took a child and set him by him. And said unto them, whosoever shall receive the child. Perceiving. He lived in the realms of knowings and perceivings. Knowings and perceivings. I'm sure you remember when he saw Nathanael coming to him. John chapter 1. And he said, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile. Nathanael said, where do you know me from? He said, since when you sat under the fig tree, I saw you, I knew you. What? Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said unto him, behold, an Israelite indeed in whom there is no guile. Nathanael said unto him, whence knowest thou me from? How did you know me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Not seeing physically, I x-rayed you. I put ultrasound on you. I scanned you. Somebody say amen. Amen. What does this mean to you? I'll tell you shortly. The woman came and he told the woman of Samaria, give me water to drink. He said, we Jews have no dealings with you. Well, can you call me your husband? I don't have any husband. I am aware that you have been with five men And even the sixth one you are with now is not your husband. What? You are meeting me for the first time and telling me something like this. She left her port and ran to town. Oh, boss. Now they hear something. Come see a man that told me everything I ever did. The whole of Samaria came out. That was the way Jesus functioned. How does this relate to you? If God made you in his image, there is equipment for supernatural information inside you. You are wired to know what you were not told. There is a wiring inside you to know what you did not read. You didn't hear. You just know. How I wish that this work all the time. You won't marry the wrong wife. You won't marry the wrong husband. You won't enter the wrong business. You won't go on the wrong journey. You won't step into a wrong business partnership. You won't see a devil and call him your friend. How I wish this works all the time for us, and it can. You won't put your money where you have no need to put money at all. What is the use going on a journey you didn't need to go at all? One day a brother was traveling home around Christmas, had a deadly accident, lost people inside. As I was praying, felt so bad at what happened. I said the Lord told me it was a journey that was not meant to be. He said it is true, sir. Everything I knew that I wasn't meant to go, but to just say, let us go. God made us in his image. Now, you go to the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. Yes, the deep things of God. But keep going. For what man knoweth the things of a man, except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, he said, we have an unction from the Holy One, and we know all things. We know all things. You know, we have been created in the image of the God who is the all-knowing God. And I said to you before, when God made man, he tested him. This equipment that I put into him, is it working? So in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 to verse 19, God put Adam to test. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I'll make an help meet for him. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. That is where the test is. He said he brought them to Adam. He didn't say he brought them to Adam to name them. He brought them to Adam to see what he will call them. When he said to see, it means it's a test. When somebody says, let me see how this man would behave when he sees his enemy. It's a test, isn't it? To see what he will call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name. That did not become the name. It was already the name. Lion confirmed, elephant confirmed. If Adam passed the test, may you pass the test. Can that amen be better? 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 Can that amen be louder? A loud most believer say amen. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Give the Lord the praise. And when God brought Eve to Adam, he said, this now is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. This sensitivity, supernatural information is necessary. It can make you call up your child at the right time. It can make you call up your friend at the right time. When somebody is about to make a very drastic decision that may affect their life negatively, even yourself. It's very, very important. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive it. Fresh grace, I receive. Supernatural information, grace for sensitivity, for supernatural information, I receive now in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen. I've told you plenty stories where God revealed things that was not obvious. One day a man came to me and he said, he came to show me who to marry. I'd missed it here and there. And when he came, this is who to marry. And I said, I knew before that if you had not told me and you allowed me, I would have told you that God showed me this for you. This is who. It was so clear to me. Another time, a man came to me and he said, he's about to get married. And while he was talking, I said, what kind of person are you trusting God to marry? And when he itemized, God showed me the picture of somebody while he was talking. I said, do you know that person? Can you try? Well, long story made short, he went and tried to approach that person. The person said no. That person that said no to him then is still looking for a husband after 30 something years. These are two doctors, so I'm a doctor, you are a doctor. Because of lack of discernment and sensitivity. I told you how a man came to my office, Oyibo man, came to lie that a thief carried his bag. Before he opened his mouth, I knew what he was going to say. If he didn't talk, I would have said it for him. You are going to say, is it Oyibo they lie? Did you see a vision? No. Did you hear a voice? Not necessarily. I knew. It was as if it was an instant download. plus like an instant download. This is what will, just like, you know, spiritual communication at times is non-verbal. Am I communicating? At times it is non-verbal. It is an instant transmission. Like an instant download at the speed of light. By the time he finished talking, I began to nod my head. He thought I was agreeing with what he said. My nodding of the head is like what you are saying. I knew it. I heard it before. I'm aware. I escorted him out. At a certain time in my life, God began to speak to me. He said, I want to reveal to you who to marry. Because of the scope of your assignment and work, I don't want you to get confused along the line. When you see several people around you and you're wondering, is it this one or that one? I want to show you now. It was within a week's period. And he showed me one part and another of the person, one or the other. After a few days, he just came together and said, is it the person? The person that I have been praying along for God to give her a good husband. And somebody said, didn't it occur to you that you should be that husband? It didn't occur one day. If you see God, you can ask him. It didn't cross the mind that she could be the one. I was wishing her well for another person. That's what most of us do. Somebody is around you and still looking far. Far to see. Do you understand what I'm saying? I've seen people say, we are so friendly. We are almost like brother and sister. So is it your enemy you want to marry? If it's almost like your sister, better for you. Because you won't maltreat your sister. You won't beat your sister. You will take care of your sister. I have just dissolved a mystery for somebody. If it's almost like your sister, better for you. You will take care of your sister. You will look after your sister. You will not beat your sister. You can't slap your sister. You can't be rude to your brother. You cannot plot the downfall of your brother. Is it? So this is the person that I have been praying for a good husband. I am that good husband. I didn't say anything about it for another 6 months. I have known, but no move. Am I communicating? This is how I believe. And this came by several things of my life. When God asked us to come to Abuja, I didn't only know it was Abuja. I knew where in Abuja to go. Where? There are many people who miss road plenty first before they step on track. The time you are using to miss road is the time you need to make progress. Somebody say aloud, amen. Lift up your hands and let me pray with you in agreement. In the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone here today. Grace for sensitivity. Grace for supernatural information. Grace to know what God wants you to do per time with your life. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. You are saying amen, say louder, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. We need this sensitivity. One day, I saw a man. You see, and especially in this season we live, where everything that glitter look like gold. And I saw somebody that I thought was very, very powerful. That is spiritually. Not in this country, outside. And I was almost on the in the way of connecting. Let me know this person. And so forth. Suddenly all that I needed was one revelation. And the Lord showed me that person standing with a big serpent standing with his height beside him. And he said, in case this pointing to that serpent is holding and it is owing you, holding you anything that is yours, let me know. I know him. I can tell him to return it or something. Wow. I woke up in the morning. I told my wife. I said, this is what I saw. That guy said he has a relationship with a big snake. That was the end. That is how many people have surrendered their heads to pythons. Surrendered their lives. Because everything that is on television or in the internet looks like God. You will never miss road. I speak to somebody here again. Clarity of direction. Sensitivity in the spirit. Capacity to know. To know, to see, to hear, to understand per time. Be released for you right now. You are saying amen, say louder amen. You are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. You are saying amen, shout the believers amen. How do we walk in sensitivity? It is not something that we can deal with in one service. But what do we do to move in sensitivity and supernatural information? Number one, we must soak and ingest in the word. Soak and ingest the word. Psalm 29 verse 3. He said, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. We must soak in the word. The waters is the word. Ephesians 5:26. That he may sanctify and cleanse the church with the washing of water by the word. Number two, we must flow in the spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 to 10. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. So we flow in the Spirit to access the depths of God. I've done 3-day fast many times. 3-day fast, 3-day, 3-day total fast. At junctions where I wanted to know some things. Marital junction, ministry junction, one junction or the other. Praying extensively in the spirit. Praying extensively in the spirit. Then 1 John chapter 2 verse 20. We have an unction from the Holy One and we know all things. Praying extensively in the spirit. Number three, of course, will be habitual waiting on the Lord. When you wait on the Lord periodically, habitually, once a week, twice a week, not because you are looking for something, but to sharpen your spirit. Acts chapter 13, verse 1 and 2, as the believers in Antioch were waiting on the Lord, fasting and worshiping, the Holy Ghost said, habitual waiting on the Lord. Fasting sharpens the spirit. It sensitizes you. Puts your spirit in a, it makes your spirit more like becoming a receiver. Time comes when you enter a room and you begin to sense different manners of spirit there. Number four, listen and pay attention to the voice of the Spirit. Listen. Lord, is there anything you are saying to me here? Is there anything you are saying to me about this situation? Psalm 85 and in verse 8. He said, I will hear what God the Lord will speak. For he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. I will hear. I am paying attention. My ears are open to hear what God the Lord will speak. So you pay attention. Is there, are you saying something? Are you speaking? Are you talking? Number five. Listen to the voice of your teachers. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20 and 21. Though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not your teachers be removed into a corner anymore. But thine ears shall see thy teachers, and thy ears shall hear a word behind thee. When you are connected, for example, to a lot of instruction, teachings, you listen a lot to the CDs and DVDs and messages. The time will come when God will begin to use the voice of your teacher. Like we say, God used the face of the senior pastor. God used the face. God does not just use the face, he uses their voice at times. That was what happened to Samuel. When God was calling him, he was calling Samuel in the voice of his pastor, Eli. I've seen many, many people who said, as I was about to move, God, use your voice and said this or that. Very, very important. That was number one. Listen to the voice of your teachers. Number six. Value the climate of worship. Saturate your life with the climate of worship. Value that climate of worship. In 2 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 15, he said, bring me a minstrel. And it came to pass when the minstrel played that the hand of the Lord came upon Elisha. And he began to speak. He began to hear. And he began to speak. Thus hear the Lord. Make this valley full of ditches. For thus hear the Lord. You shall not see rain or wind. But the valley shall be filled with water. Hallelujah. And number seven. Very important. Take no signals for granted. Take no signals for granted. Under that you can or dash, pay attention to spiritual perceptions and signals. Pay attention. Romans chapter 8. Verse 14. You say, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, They are the sons of God. Pay attention. He said, be careful for nothing. Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 6. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes understanding shall keep your hearts. Is it difficult to bring verse 7? Shall keep your hearts. What is the meaning of that? You are staying around somebody you don't feel comfortable. Something about you, for example, is meant to be a friend. It's meant to be a business partner. But every time you come around each other, you lose your peace. And you still force yourself. Many people force themselves onto disaster. You just force themselves. Friendship is not by force. Let it be by choice. Let it flow by peace. They invited you to come for an occasion. It's not compulsory to go if you don't feel like going. If you don't feel like going, it's not compulsory to go. Some people say, but what will my friend say? We have been so friendly. He is always there for me. I have to be there for them. But the Holy Spirit is ministering to you that the road is not clear. And you forced yourself. And at the end of the day, you are in perpetual regret. Am I communicating at all? Saul forced himself to sacrifice. When Samuel said, I am coming in 7 days, wait for me. Saul waited for 7 days. And the 7 day has not ended. It was still day 7. He said he had waited and Samuel had not come. And he forced himself because he said he saw the people scattering from him. And he forced himself and offered the sacrifice. And the moment he finished, Samuel arrived. So I told you to wait for me for 7 days. Has 7 days finished? He said, what did you do? He said, people were... I was just looking at the people. I forced myself. He said, look at you. You messed up. God has rejected you for disobeying God. People that you want to die to please, they will leave after you have died. Immediately. The life continues as if you never existed. Somebody has died for all of us. His name is Jesus. Don't waste your death. You will not die before your time. 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 You will fulfill your days. While I was preparing this message, the Lord, Holy Spirit ministered to me to emphasize this point, because many people miss God because of people, because of sentiments, because of sentiments, because of sentiments. A wedding that did not hold, for example, is better than a marriage that did not work. Did you hear what I just said? We have already printed the card. And so what? What will people say? Supposing the marriage becomes your damage, speaking to somebody. Every time you lose your peace, it means you are not going at his pace. There is something you are doing that is not right. Because the proof of God's leading and guidance is peace. I will hear what the Lord will speak. The Lord will speak peace. Psalm 85 and in verse 8. Hallelujah. 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 Am I communicating at all? Well, we have a meeting at home and they say it's compulsory for everybody to come. Who said? And the compulsoriness is detected by who? And I am of the opinion that there is only one thing that is compulsory in this life. That is, make heaven. End your journey in heaven. Any other thing is subject to negotiation. Somebody say amen. Amen. You come to a place, you feel the climate very hostile. You feel you are not welcome. First of all, hold your peace first. Number two, it's not everywhere you find yourself that you eat something. Say, are you eating? So it's okay, I'm all right. You are just monitoring the climate first. Why is this place so tense and so intense and so? Why am I feeling so unstable? And if the feeling persists, excuse yourself. Please excuse me. I'll see you later. Be on your way. On your way out. Hallelujah. Anytime you step into a climate you don't understand, find your way. Find your way out. Find your way out in a hurry. You are the one. There are times when you don't have to explain now. You can explain later. Why did you have to leave in a hurry? Why did, oh, no, no, no. I will talk later. And you don't owe anybody too much explanation. You said you are coming. And then, before you went, you perceived signals. Before the time, you perceived signals that said you cannot go. You say, but you said I have given my word. I must keep my word. Okay, to keep your word and lose your life, is that okay? Why are you not coming? I am sorry. I actually promised that I will come. And I gave my word to come, but because of arising circumstances, I am unable to come at this time. I'm sorry for any inconvenience. Thank you. Full stop. Full stop. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody receive something today, say amen. Somebody receive something today, say amen. Somebody receive something today, say amen. Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you. I receive your word. When I say don't take signals for granted. Holy Ghost woke sister up by 4 a.m. Wake and pray. She woke up and slept back immediately. 1 hour later, danger arrived. Danger. I don't want to give the details of the danger so you don't frighten you. Danger arrived. It was bad.
Just 1 hour. Maybe the Holy Ghost wanted that prayer to happen, to fence off the danger coming in 1 hour.
One brother had the leading to fast and pray. Take the whole day and fast.
By around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, he smelled the smell of food somewhere and broke the fast. That same day, he had an oppression from hell that lasted with him for almost 30 years.
Oppression, that is, take this time and deal with the enemy that is planning to come your way.
He smelled food. You know, when we do January fast, you know, it's not everything that we can talk publicly. There are people who may boast to you, I did, I mean, it is dry and all. We don't do that, but some of you are sensitive to some of the things that we do at times. And in my mind is, these 21 days, if I don't eat, there are 365 days. 365 minus 21 equals 344. You still have 344 days. To eat any time and any day you want. Why don't you just be patient for these 21 days and handle the future very well? Handle the year before it arrives.
That is, God wanted you to fast for one day, not for a whole life.
Just today, you smelled food by two, you break the fast. Devil arrived, impacted you with an oppression that made you almost lose your mind and everything, and remained there for 30 something years. It will never be your portion. It will never be your portion. It will never be your portion. It will never be your portion.
Lift up your hands and say, Father, I receive the grace to be sensitive in the spirit, the grace for inside information.
I receive it in Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat.
Let me quickly add the final one for today. After sensitivity, the next we have is called mentality or wisdom.
Mentality or wisdom.
Our God is the God of wisdom.
Wisdom is His life.
Romans chapter 16, verse 27. He is described as the only wise God. To God, only wise, be glory
through Jesus Christ forever. Somebody say amen.
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 17
said,
now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible,
the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Somebody say aloud, amen. Only wise God.
Jude verse chapter 1. It has only one chapter. Verse 25. Jude verse 25. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, to the only wise God. All right, that is God the Father. Now look at Jesus in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24 and in verse 30. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. So only wise God, Jesus Christ, is the wisdom of God. But unto you, but of him, are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom. Jesus is made unto us wisdom. He is made unto us wisdom. He is made unto us wisdom. And he operated in that wisdom. Mark chapter 6 and in verse 2. And when the Sabbath was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence has this man these things? And what wisdom is this, which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? So Jesus was the embodiment of wisdom. And then the Holy Spirit. So we have seen the Father walking in wisdom, the Son in wisdom, and then the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of wisdom. Isaiah chapter 11 and in verse 2, the Spirit of God and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, is the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of wisdom. Deuteronomy chapter 34 and in verse 9. Moses, Joshua the son of Nun, was full of the Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of God is the Spirit of wisdom. If you go into Daniel chapter 5 verse 11 and in verse 14, we still see the Spirit of God. There is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, wisdom, and so on and so forth. Now, let's look at Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17. It says, he's praying that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. The Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of wisdom. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ may give unto us the Spirit of wisdom. So, God the Father is walking in wisdom. The Son is walking in wisdom. The Holy Spirit is working in wisdom. We were created in the image of God, and we have no choice but to walk in wisdom. Papa Yedeko said, the all-wise God cannot be the father of the only foolish child. Only wise God can be your father, and you are called the only foolish child. No. Now, we see examples of people in scripture who walked in wisdom. Number one, Joseph. In Genesis 39, verse 37 to 38. And his master saw that the Lord was with him. And that Genesis 39, 37 to 38. 39, 37 to 38. Can we find such a man as this is? All right. Genesis 41, 39. And Pharaoh said, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. We see this, the number two, Solomon, in 1 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 16 to verse 28. We saw how Solomon used the wisdom of God to settle the case of two prostitutes. Solomon. And then our third example is Daniel. Daniel chapter 2, verse 19 to verse 20. There was a secret revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever. For wisdom and might are his. And he changed the times and the seasons. He removed kings
and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. What is wisdom all about? Why is wisdom necessary? First of all, we need wisdom to live profitably. The absence of wisdom is the abundance of losses. Wisdom is profitable. To live profitably. Secondly, we need wisdom to direct our steps. Wisdom is profitable to direct. A lot of missteps are a product of lack of wisdom. Thirdly, we need wisdom to make the right choices in life. When you see people making choices, it's the product of the lack of wisdom. Fourthly, we need wisdom to function with correct judgment. You judge correctly. See how Solomon gave that accuracy of judgment. Fifthly, we need wisdom to arrive at solutions. You seem stranded. You seem at a junction. You arrive at solutions by wisdom. Fifthly, we need wisdom to make progress. You live where you are when you know what to do. You don't live where you are in life until you know what to do. You need wisdom to make progress. We need wisdom to live where we are. Why do we need wisdom? We need wisdom to stand out in life. A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 1. And his boldness and the boldness of his face shall be changed. You need wisdom. So you are not swallowed by the challenges of life. You are not swallowed by the problems of life. We need wisdom. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say a louder amen. You can leave that on the screen for those who need to still pick that. Hallelujah. If you are the child of the only wise God, you must be wise. You can't be an only foolish child. The time comes when, by the wisdom of God, you are speaking higher than your age. You are speaking higher than your experience. You are speaking higher than your learning. I was counseling married people when I was not yet married. Wisdom of God. This is how to function. This is how to live life. I knew how to walk it. Right? The Bible says a foolish woman plucked down his house. So you scatter things by wisdom. You build things. I mean, you scatter things by foolishness. You build it by wisdom. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the Lord must say amen. You say, you are preaching, you are doing crusade, you are writing books, Seed of Destiny, new songs. recording, time for wife, time for children, and everything together. Wisdom of God. To know you have the 24 hours, but how do you allocate it? Am I communicating? How do you allocate it? I was talking with my children last night. We were laughing and laughing and laughing. Daddy, oh. I met that quota. That course, I passed it. Fatherology. I also passed husbandology. Ongoing. Pastorology. I was out as soon as I wanted to hit my head on the bed after vigil because of pastoral emergencies that must be attended to in a family. Do you understand what I'm saying? How are you able to do this and that? The wisdom of God gives you the capacity. Fathering wisdom, husbanding wisdom, wifing wisdom, sonship wisdom, how to be the good son of a father, a good child of a father. Employee wisdom. Employer wisdom. Friendship and relationship wisdom. Somebody say amen. It's a new day for you. And God made us in his image. So we are not, you see, you know the reason why you pronounce the words in your language accurately, except they born you in Oyibo land, when you cannot call even your name. They say, what is your name? Enenche. Say, no, it's Enenche. Because you agree, you know, in England, you cannot spell it. Apart from that kind of thing, you speak, if you are to repeat words in your language, you will repeat it accurately. Because the genetics of your tribe is in you. Do you understand? You are not meant to go for any special training to pronounce your family names or your tribal names well. You are not. Say, Mwanko, Mwanko. And somebody else said, Mwanko. He doesn't know. He wants to emphasize the N in front. It's not his language. His gene is not there. Do you understand what I'm saying? In the same manner, the genetics of wisdom is inside you. Capacity to make the right decisions, to arrive at the right conclusions, is inside you already. All you need to do is to activate them right now. And I speak to somebody, from this moment forward, every tendency to make the wrong moves or take the wrong steps is canceled and deleted in the name of Jesus. You believe that? Shout the Lord and say amen. In conclusion, very quickly, I have just read the half of the message, but I will end here and then continue wherever we are set to continue. How do we walk in this life of wisdom? Number one, by asking God for the release of his wisdom in us. You ask for the release of his wisdom. James chapter 1 verse 5. There is a month where we are going to deal with wisdom entirely. So, this is just a summary. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. If any lack wisdom, let him ask God. He gives liberally to all men. Second Chronicles chapter 1 and in verse 6 to verse 10, we saw how Solomon went up to the brazen altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of the congregation, offered 1,000 burnt offerings upon it. Keep going. In that night did God appear unto Solomon and said unto him, ask what I shall give thee.
And Solomon said unto God, thou hast shown great mercy unto David my father, and hast made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David my father be established, for thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge. Solomon prayed for wisdom. Solomon asked for wisdom. Solomon demanded for wisdom. And the wisdom was released unto Solomon. I see wisdom released for somebody in the name of Jesus by asking God for the release of his wisdom in us and to us. You can take a fast. Many people fast for husband, fast for wife, fast for job, fruit of the womb, fast for employment, fast for money. Wisdom is something you can fast and pray for. Lord, I need wisdom. I have taken a lot of wrong steps. I need wisdom. Number two, by receiving, retaining, and acting on the word of God. Receiving, retaining, and acting on the word of God. Luke chapter 11 verse 49. He calls the Bible the wisdom of God. Therefore also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles. The word of God is the wisdom of God. Matthew chapter 7 verse 24 to verse 27. Therefore whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. The word of God, receive it, retain it. It positions you for wisdom. Meditate on it. Ask questions in the word. Act on the word. It positions you for wisdom. Finally, by number three, by keeping the company of the wise. Keeping the company of the wise. Proverbs chapter 13 and in verse 20, it said, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. By keeping the company of the wise, the companion of fools, wise friends, wise spiritual covering, wise books and materials, by keeping the company of the wise. Keeping the company of the wise, you are able to walk in wisdom. Somebody received something today, say amen. Somebody received something today, say amen. Somebody received something today, shout the loudest, amen. Somebody who is blessed beyond measure, shout the loudest, amen. We will trust God to do all we need to do as fast as we can and resume in a few weeks time back to first and second service, because right now, as I have finished the message, some people are coming to church for the first time. They are just walking into church. So we understand that people need time options to be able to fit into which time is best for them. So we'll work on that. Hallelujah. But I know somebody here was blessed. Who can say this word was for you today? The word on sensitivity and the word on mentality. Stand on your feet in the ladder, shout out, pray. Take your seat one moment so you can stand well shortly. Again, this word was your own word. Stand on your feet with the ladder, shout out, pray. Loud most shout of praise.
Loud mouth shout or pray. The believers shout or pray. Lift your hands everywhere and speak to God. Honor Him. Adore Him. Worship Him. Elohim Adonai El Shaddai El Lion. 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 Take your place. Have your way.
Take it on.
Reign supreme in this place. Take your place. Have your way. Reign supreme in this place. Take your place.
Take your place.
Have your way.
Have your way.
Reign supreme in this place. Take your place.
Take your place. Take your place, take your place.
Have your way, reign supreme in this place. Take your place,
have your way,
reign supreme in this place. Elohim, Elohim, Adonai,
Adonai,
El Shaddai,
El Shaddai.
Adonai, El Shaddai,
more time.
Elohim Adonai El Shaddai El Ayah. Elohim Adonai El Shaddai El Ayah.
Lift your hands and just begin to appreciate Him. Honor Him, adore Him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the worship. Be glorified, be honored, and be adored. In Jesus' name. We're going to go behind the pray for the next 90 minutes, 90 seconds. Father, a fresh baptism of grace for sensitivity, a fresh release of wisdom. I ask right now, would you lift your voice and pray after me and say, Father,
Father,
louder, say, Father,
Father,
I receive
the fresh
release
of sensitivity.
I receive a fresh baptism
of wisdom,
of high mentality. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. Pray.
take your place. Have your way. Reign supreme in this place.
Father, we give you the praise. Wave your hands and praise. We give you the honor. And we give you the adoration. Breathe upon this. Everyone here today, with your wisdom, sensitivity, clarity, we worship you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat 1 minute.